Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome to Harry Wellburn's world.
Wide.
Afternoon, everyone. I'm Harry Wellburn, and this is Sheffield Live Community Radio's Worldwide Wig Out. Today, celebrating Miles Davis, who would have been 100 on the 26th of May. This show is all kinds of music from all around, so it's going to start here, 1971. Miles Davis, with the UK's Dave Holland on bass, and whistling on his own tune, Little Church of Brazil's Hermeta Pascoal. There are lots of non-Miles Davis tracks, including Asher Bosley, Lucas Santana, Alton Gunn, Song O' Blues, Mosaic, and two acts from here in Sheffield, Kate Griffin and Summer Isle. Miles Davis, by 1971, transforming himself from the jazz star to a rock star. This is Little Church, and we have five more Miles Davis tracks involving Quincy Jones, Herbie Hancock, John Coltrane. Starting next, back in 1950, when Miles Davis was an emerging next best thing, he's on Sarah Vaughan's eponymous debut album with It Might As Well Be Spring.
Sing. Oh, why
should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street. Crocus or a rosebud or robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring, and that's why
τα χιόνια.
You're listening to the Worldwide Wickout with Harry Welburn on www.sheffieldlive.org. And the Wickout has a 2026 Artist of the Year. It is Andy Irvine. And that track was The Snows, which is an outtake from a 2015 album by the group Mosaic, a brilliant band reflecting the extensive, varied world music backgrounds of Andy Irvine, Donald Lunny, Bruce Modsky, Renz Van Zem, Nicola Parov. Guest vocalists on The Snows from Greece, Chrysoulou Kechagioglou, Miles Davis, 1950 on Sarah Vaughan's It Might As Well Be Spring. Mixed card rules and time. It doesn't allow this hour to be a comprehensive look at Miles Davis's career. 1955 was an appearance at the Newport Jazz Festival, his breakthrough year. And in 1958, Miles Davis wrote the soundtrack for Louis Malle's film debut, Ascension of Paul Eschaft, with a fellow American Kenny Clark and French musicians Barney Willen, René Oetinger and Pierre Michelot, Générique.
Visible. ya matilweni ile sibetsimbeni yakuya matilweni ile sibetsimbeni yakuya matilweni ile sibetsimbeni yakuya matilweni alava bafumeli kubayisa matilweni alava bafumeli kubayisa matilweni alava bafumeli kubayisa matilweni
Take me to the skies, make me feel alive. Bring me to the light, save me from the night. Take me to the skies, make me feel alive. Bring me to the light, save me from the night.
That sequence on Sheffield Live Community Radio's Worldwide Wake Up went Miles Davis, Generique, then two acts from Sheffield itself, Summer Isle, a.k.a. Frank Birtwistle, and Sally Doherty. And Summer Isle played the acoustic evening at Crook Social Club, 17th of June. That was Alone the Heron from 2024 Circle. Kate Griffin with Mozambique's Machumi Zwango, Matty Wenny from last year's To Shop, and Kate and Machumi play Sydney and Matilda's The June the 4th. Miles Davis had many, many bands, and the one that appeared to stay together the longest in the 1960s involved four other stellar musicians: Wayne Shorter, Tony Williams, Ron Carter and Herbie Hancock. Here's the title track of 1965's ESP. Thank you.
Tukambela, nangima chi, nangima hatukambela.
Demonstrating that Sheffield Live Community Radio's worldwide worker is all kinds of music from all around the world. That sequence, Miles Davis at his 60s peak, a magnificent band playing ESP from 1965's ESP, followed by two current releases, Mali's Songo Blues, Tucambella from Heritage, then the Berlin-based Turkish band Elton Gun, Gel Yanima Gel on their Garip album. Next, Miles Davis guesting with a zillion other stars, including Sarah Vaughan, on Quincy Jones's version of Birdland. It's from Quincy Jones's 1989, Back on the Block.
madre zelante que acolhe em grembo e sói filha errante e poi lhe vê de andar nel mundo com il cordone materno em mente de boca em boca bottiglia d'acqua lingua figlia errante dove a terra diventa mutante come il mare che abbraccia la pietra tutto ciò che cambia il tempo nasconde dentro la bocca un'ostrica lingua nipote mutante che non vede più la nonna assente è così nostra così vecchia, anche distante, ancora presente, l'assaggio in bocca, evoca lingua e strati di tempo, parole nel vento. Strati di tempo, parole nel vento. Lingua e strati di tempo, parole nel vento. Lingua e strati. Parole nel vento.
तेरा चकराए क्या दिल डूबा जाए आजा प्यारे पास हमारे काहे घबराए काहे घबराए
मालिश तेल मालिश
सर जो तेरा चकराए या दिल डूबा जाए आजा प्यारे पास हमारे काहे घबराए काहे घबराए
चाहिए तुमको सहारा
That sequence went Quincy Jones's Burnin', which featured Miles Davis. And this sequence ends with this exit tune, which is All Blues from Miles Davis' most famous album. The first jazz vinyl I ever bought, 1957's Kind of Blue. In between, another current release, Brazil's Lucas Santana, Strategy to Tempo on his new Brasiliano. And then a wow of a track, Mohamed Rafi and Isha Bosley, Menhun Payatera. And Isha Bosley, the feature artist of the next Worldwide Wig Out. As the Wig Out is fortnight, that show is Thursday, 28th of May, 4 p.m, 93.2 FM, www.sheffieldlive.org. Uploaded later to www.mixlive.com/mmsoulplus/, where you can catch up with past editions of the show like Quantic, Woody Kalong, Bellowhead, Eba Taylor. And I thank you for listening. As usual, to exit the worldwide wig out, the words of my much missed friend Mike Rubens. Enjoy every day, love and live life to the full.